I want to speak on a few short things, some loose ends that I did not get to discuss with you, relating to various minhagim in the tefillah and in the day of Shabbos that we didn't finish up. First thing, I saw a vart in this is an idea I saw in Rav Yitzchak Sender's sefer. We discussed many of the ideas. We went through pretty much most of what we want to discuss from his sefer at this time, and he brings down an idea from his Rebbe, Rav Chaim Zimmerman. I don't know who this person is. He brings down it is a very, very big chiddush lahalacha, what he says. So I just want to share with you. We say in the bracha, in the nusach of the bracha, of the Shemone Esrei and Shachris, V'loy nisatoy Hashem Elokeinu l'goye ho arotzos. Shabbos was not given to the goye, the nations of the lands. And then the nusach continues, V'lo hinchalto malkeinu li'ovdei fisilim. Hashem did not bequeath, our king did not bequeath this great gift to those that worship idols. Okay, that's pretty much a continuation of the goy haratzos. And then it says, V'gam b'menucha, so in its rest, lo yishkenu arelim. The arelim do not rest. So the question is, why is there so much repetition?
What's the difference? Why use one word,
arelim,
and
goyim
for the same?
Correct. That's really what he focused on. So there are three expressions. He only focuses on two of the expressions. I don't know, I'm sure there's a meaning in the third expression, but there are three different expressions. There are the goyei ho'arotzos, then there are the oivdei fisilim, and then there are the arelim. And all three, these are all three have in common, the common denominator of all three groups, they're not Jews. There are three groups in the world that are not part of Klal Yisrael. The Goyei Ho'arotzos, the Oivdei Fisilim, and the Arelim. And all three are denied the gift of Shabbos. Shabbos is... What? Okay, there's a lot of repetition in Tanakh. Right, so it must be taken from Tanakh. So the only reason why, okay, so I'm sure if you open up a parish on Tfilah, you'll find Drush here and there, but the reason why I'm bringing this, I want to discuss it, because he says a Chiddush Lahalacha, which I found to be very, very interesting. He says, he only breaks it up into two groups. Perhaps what he means to say is that first we give the general on this, and there are the Goyei Ho'arotzos, and then among the Goyei Ho'arotzos, there are Oivdei Pesilim, and then there are the Arelim, the Yishkinu Arelim. There's a Geret, there are Goyim that live in the world, and there are Goyim that live in Eretz Yisrael. A Goy that lives in the world is in the category of Oivdei Pesilim. They worship idols, but they have no connection whatsoever to Klal Yisrael. Then there are goyim, non-Jews that live in Eretz Yisrael. And a goy, in order to be permitted to live in Eretz Yisrael, this is brought down in the halacha in the Rambam, especially in Bizman Shay Yisrael Isim Yisrael Shalom Akoyim. A goy is only allowed to live in the Eretz Yisrael if they at least the mekabel l'shev mitzvahs b'nei noach. They're at least, they want to be ger, they want to be ger toishavim. There's a ger tzedek, a goy that converts fully, he observes tayag mitzvahs, and there's a ger that's willing, that is going to at least acknowledge that there's a ribayna shaloylam, and there are certain things which have to be observed, the zayin mitzvah b'nei noach, and he is allowed to remain living in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, it says a chiddush, that a goy living in Eretz Yisrael is only does observe Shabbos in a limited sense. What does it mean he observes Shabbos in a limited sense? Shabbos for a ger toishav is the same like a Jew to do melacha on Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, is a Jew, a Yisrael, allowed to do malacha? No. A Jew is not allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, unless it's a Davar Ha'ovet, or unless it somehow relates to the Simcha Sayamtev, whatever the exact the examples are. But there is an observance of Yamtev on Chol HaMoed for a Jew, and it's very limited in what he's allowed to do. So he says, based upon, I don't know what his sources are, but he reads into the Nusach of the of the Shemona Esrei that a ger toishav, a non-Jew living in Eretz Yisrael, to a certain degree is mechuyev to observe Shabbos. He's not allowed to do melacha on Shabbos in a public nature. He's only allowed to do melacha for things which are needed for Klal Yisrael as a dover ha'oved on that day itself. And therefore, that's what it means here in the Nusach of the Tefillah. Those who worship idols have no connection whatsoever. This second expression refers to the non-Jews. They are arelim. They have a foreskin, but they're living in Eretz Yisrael, and what they're lacking is the menucha element of Shabbos. But they do have a degree of Shabbos itself. That's a tremendous chiddush, because you would think a guy, you either in or out. If you observe Shabbos, you have Shabbos. If you don't have Shabbos, you don't have Shabbos. Here he's telling us that there is such a thing as a goy in Eretz Yisrael, does have a degree of Shabbos, but is missing the menucha element of Shabbos, and that is only allowed to do melacha that's a davar ha'avek. And I just thought it was very interesting. I really need more source, something to think about, to keep this in mind, this very, very big chiddush, that a goy living in Eretz Yisrael must observe Shabbos at least in a certain degree, where he only can do melacha davar ha'avek, like a Jew can do melacha on chol hamoed davar ha'avek. Let's go to another idea. Yeah, it's a very difficult thing. We discussed at great length Kiddush Friday night. Now let's discuss Kiddush by day. Kiddush by day, many have a minute to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina, which means schnapps, liquor. And what's the shear? So there are different opinions. So does anyone here have a minute to make Kiddush on schnapps? Such litvaks here? You make this. Now all the Hasidim are coming. all the hidden Hasidim are coming out of the woodwork. Okay. The litvish oiler would never dare make kiddush on schnapps. Right. Never, ever, ever. You make kiddush on grape juice or on wine, or really ideally wine. I know people that only they wouldn't even make on grape juice. You have to make on yayin. You have to the real thing. Okay, but grape juice. Then there is a minug oilam, minug chasidim. They make kiddush by day on chamar medina. And what is chamar medina? The ultimate chamar medina is liquor. Schnapps, whiskey. How much whiskey does one need? What's the shear? Normally the shear is a revius. So there's a very big cool little in halacha that you don't necessarily, that the reason why it's a shear, the shear is relative. The amount that a person drinks to satisfy himself, or a normal gulp that is a shear, is a revius, a quarter of a loaf, which is about 3 ounces. That's the shear of the kosher yayin, and then between 3 to 5 ounces, and you have to drink a cheekful, or to bring lechatchila to drink a rov revius. You start off with somewhere between 3 to 5 ounces, and you drink either half of it or you drink a cheekful. Different opinions. Okay. Some want to say, many follow this lahalacha, that's true when it comes to grape juice or wine, something which you can consume large quantities. But something which is very sharp, very strong, like whiskey or like liquor, the shear is adjusted in proportion to how much a person could drink in one shot. So this is a leniency. Therefore, many say, since the normal amount that a person is accepted in society, if a person would go into some type of bar and they would order whiskey, the serving size is not 3 to 5 ounces. It's a shot, which is whatever, 1 ounce, whatever. So everything is reduced to what is acceptable in society. What's acceptable in society for regular grape juice and wine is 3 to 5 ounces. That is a serving size, has at least traditionally since time of Chazal, so that doesn't change no matter what the mayor says. Serving size, the serving size for grape juice and wine will stay the same. But when it comes to whiskey, Chamar Medina, since anyway we're dealing with a liquid that is chashivus, is based upon society, the whole liquid itself is only chashivus because this is, it was socially acceptable. So the same way the liquid, the beverage, is because it's socially acceptable, the size, the shiur is also what is socially acceptable. What? It's diluted.
Straight.
No, you go to a wedding.
You go to an assimilation shul.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know the answer. It could be that if you're already diluting it, if you're diluting it in a chadam, it could be that it changes. So therefore, it's accepted by many to have. This is more of a halachic inyan. This is more of a halachic inyan. So therefore, it's accepted by Berov Yisrael. It's accepted that you can make kiddush on a small little whiskey cup. That is fine. Chamar Mardina is accepted for kiddush hayom because making kiddush by day is only midrabban. It's not din deraisa. Making kiddush not is din deraisa. Therefore, we're mahadir only to make kiddush on yayin. That's a shunishy of Chazal. But kiddush by day is only midrabbanon, and therefore Chazal will lean. They allow you to make kiddush on Chamar Mardina, and a socially accepted beverage is whiskey, and therefore we also take the socially accepted size share, which is about an ounce, whatever it is. And how much do you drink? Well, if you serve a size of an ounce, so the amount that you have to drink is just a mashu, half of that, or to drink whatever the socially accepted norm is, that would be good enough to make a shahakal. However, then these are more halach, these are not minhag. I just want to bring out a halachic, and then we'll go to the minhag. Halachically, some people are very strict. There are definitely groups of people that will make, if they want to use whiskey, they will make kiddush on whiskey, 3 to 5 ounces. You must take a whiskey cup, it must take a regular cup that has between 3 to 5 ounces, fill it up all the way to the top, and on that you can recite kiddush. How much do you drink? So there are two opinions. There are opinions, these are extreme opinions, which is not followed. But no, if you want to make a Chamar Medina, go right ahead. You can make a whiskey, you can make a shahakal, but you have to follow the rules. And the rule is you have to drink a Maloy Lugma. A Maloy Lugma is a significant amount. You're drinking maybe, or at least you have to drink or Chatzi or Roiv Revius. Roiv Revius or Roiv Kois. There are three Madregas. There's Roiv Revius, there's Roiv Kois. Fill up a big cup of 5 ounces. You're going to have to drink more than 2.5 ounces of whiskey, which is not a simple thing for the average person to do. Okay, the Chalukideyev. These are halachic inyanim. Basically, you can make on whiskey, Chamar Medina. You can make on, the shear is also adjusted. Some machmir, no. You can make Chamar Medina, but you have to have a full kais, but you don't have to drink full amount. Just drink a sip, that's enough. And some will require you to drink a majority. Certain shuls, then they machmir like a shtick on Simchas Torah. At Simchas Torah, then they make kiddush. They make kiddush on a real revius, a big cup of whiskey, and they drink roiv kais, and from there it all goes downhill.
Okay.
Now, what I found very interesting when I share with you is that there are people that are very makbid bedafka to make kiddush on Chamar Medina on Shabbos day. Why? Why would a person be makbid bedafka not to make a Bor Priyagov to make a Chamar Medina? So I saw two very chassidisha verlach. And for this, it's a real idea by these groups of people. Number one, chamar. What is chamar medina? Whiskey, anything which is socially acceptable beverage. Today we're very big into social media. We have more of an appreciation this generation more than ever of what it means, something that is socially acceptable. What is chamar medina? Chamar means beverage. Chamar means a beverage. Medina of the country. Those two words really allude to something very deep. Chamar is the same letters as chomer, like a kal v'chomer. Chomer means strict. Medina means the country. What's Medina? Lashon of din, judgment. This whole idea of chamar Medina represents a concept, I don't know exactly know how, of harshness. We live in times of galus, and galus is a time of din, when this is not the ideal for Klal Yisrael. Ideally, we should be living in Eretz Yisrael, based on Midrash. The Shekhinah should be resting upon Klal Yisrael. It should be a whole different life. We don't even begin to imagine what we're missing. Chamar Medina represents galus. We're in galus, and we do what's socially acceptable among the goyim. And that term is chamar, but it deeply alludes to choymer. Chamar, Choymer, Medina, the nation, Din. When you make a bracha on Chamar Medina, what you're really doing is you're sweetening the Din. You're taking a beverage, Chamar Medina, which is Din, and you're making a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam, Shakol Nieh Bidvaro. You're infusing the harshness with Hashem's name, with sanctity. And when you introduce Kedusha into a realm of severity, of harshness, It lightens the din. It's like in a way of bakasha that Hashem should take away galus. Hashem should take away from us all of the difficulties in life. I'll give you a classic example.
Is Hamar Medina should also have coffee?
Yes. Technically, you can. You can make Kiddush B'dievet on coffee. You can make Kiddush B'dievet on juice. And these are not ideal things, obviously. There are different levels of Hamar Medina. It's Coca-Cola Hamar Medina. Chalukideus.
Coffee. I mean, I don't drink.
Yeah, absolutely. Havdalah. You have this when it comes to Havdalah. But let me give you a classic example. This is very popular. What type of material should the Becher be made from? Some makbid glass, because there's an inyan to see the wine. The pasuk in Mishlei, don't look at wine when it's red. So we look at that from that pasuk that you should see that the least you should appreciate that wine is red. So many holy people that very makbid to make kiddush Friday night Shabbos day on with a kois of zechuchas of glass so they can see the redness of the wine. Many people are makbid silver. If they can afford to have a case of silver. What about gold? Ever hear of a person have a gold becher? They don't sell it. What?
You told us that's
right. Like, very good. Wow, you really very, very good. You remember. So when we discussed the meaning of a lechayim and reviewing, I want to review this thing to bring out this idea of Hamar Medina. When we discussed the meaning of making a lechayim, So the word kos, this is a real Hasidic Torah, kos is bigamatria 86. Chof, vav, samach. Right? Everyone that was safe. 86. 60-26. 86. Gold in the world of Kabbalah represents din. Okay, this is a given. You have to just trust me on this. Gold in the world of Kabbalah represents the concept of din. Silver represents the concept of rachamim. Kesef comes from the word kisufim, yearnings, represents rachamim. So according to the rules of Kabbalah, it's not a good idea to make kiddush on a kois shel zov. Because kois by definition is din. Zohav is din. It's never a good idea to compound din with din. You take a kois and you make it from silver, which is rachamim, in order to dilute din with rachamim. The same way we make a kois, we make kiddush on a kois shel kesef to take the din that lies in kois and dilute the harshness with rachamim. That's why many have a custom to make kiddush Shabbos day on a kois of chamar medina, because chamar medina represents what's socially acceptable in society, and society is the goyim. We don't refer to the society of among what is acceptable in galus, and chamar medina carries within it the nature of din, choymer and medina. Medina's din. Choymer is harshness. We want to die. We don't want to use yain. We want to use chamar medina, and we want to make a brach on chamar medina, and we want to put that chamar medina in some very nice utensil, maybe even of a silver chamar, in order to take away, to be mevakesh in a subtle way from Kadosh Baruch Hu, to remove the harshness of din with rachamim. Okay, that's one approach. Another very beautiful idea, why some are makbid to make dak chamar medina, because 99% of all chamar medina, the bracha is shahakol. Shahakol niyeh bidvaro. And the world, how was the world created? Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Naasu. The Asar Mamoros. The world was created. Shabbos commemorates Hashem's the creation of the world. Uvayom Hashvihi Shavas Vayinofash. As the pasuk says, Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Naasu. When you make kiddush by day, what bracha do you make? Baruch Ata Hashem Lokinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nihiyeh Bidvaro. What you're really making is on Shabbos. The whole world, Shehakol, the entire world, Nihiyeh, came into existence, Bidvaro, through Hashem's word. The world came into existence through Hashem's word. And Hashem came to rest on Shabbos. So Friday night, you got in the ayin. Very good. Now let's do something different by Shabbos day. Let's sanctify the world with the bracha shakol nihiyeh bidvar, because in a certain sense, that bracha much more captures the essence of Shabbos than the bracha of Bar Priya Gofet. Friday night, you're making the bracha. halacha. Asher kiddushan b'mitzvos v'rotz abanu v'shabbos kosher b'yav v'rotzan n'chaltanu. Zikor l'maseh bereishis. Friday now we have a special bracha in order to mekadesh the Shabbos. We enhance it with yayin. Yayin yisamach levav enosh. Yayin. So we make a bracha on yayin. We make a special. But Shabbos day you don't have a special bracha to sanctify the Shabbos. The only way you're sanctifying the Shabbos is with the beverage. So you might as well take a beverage which has a bracha that relates to Shabbos. Boy Priyagofen doesn't relate to Shabbos. Shehakol nihiye bidvaro captures the essence of Shabbos. Now, Derech, I want to say something very interesting. This is a very scary var. I once heard something from someone, and the var can be applied in many different ways, but he said that he had a certain illness. He was not well. Okay, I don't think the illness of Baruch Hashem is fine today. I don't think it was a life-threatening illness. And he had to take a complex mix of medicines. And before he takes the medicines, the first thing he has to drink a lot of water. That's doctor's rule. Now, a medicine, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on medicine. And you don't really make a bracha, on water. If you're making a bracha on water, if you drink it, if you're not thirsty, you also don't make a bracha. You only make a bracha, shakol, a bit of on water, when you're thirsty, or when you're thirsty. That's the only time you make a bracha. Before he had to drink a lot of water, and I assume maybe he drank juice, I don't know if it was necessarily water, or he said to you, I wasn't well, I had to make a bracha. How do you make a bracha on medicine? How do you make a bracha? How do you thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Person is put in a very difficult situation in life, because there's a bracha, dayin ho'emes, rachman mutzlan, but how does a person make a bracha on the medicine? Then he realized he had a drink before he took the medicine, so he had to make the bracha, shahakol niya bidvaro. And when he was making the shakol niya bidvaro, he was mechaven. The bracha I'm making is the situation that I find myself, and I'm required to take this medicine. It's not an accident. It's b'hashkacha pratis. Shahakol nihiya bidvar. Everything that happens in this world came through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decree. It's very well known that it's not a little bit, but it's the many people, this idea that he's saying really comes from a much earlier source where there are many people that who died al Kiddush Hashem, even by the Nazis or before the Nazis, in various periods of history where they were taken out to their execution to die al Kiddush Hashem. They were given what do you want before you die? One last wish. And many of them wanted a cup of water. Why do they want a cup of water? So they can make a bracha on what's happening to them. They make Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nihiya Bidvaro. This, that my life is being taken for no reason other than to sanctify your name, it was done b'hashkacha, it's your will, I'm matzdik the din. What bracha do you make? What bracha does a person make? Al kiddushim shemayim, dying al kiddushim shemayim. They drank a cup of water to make the bracha, that the bracha of shakol niyeh bidvaro shall go on this, that they're giving up their life. But on a very, that's all just a signing. But going back to Shabbos, to review, it's a very beautiful idea. Chamar Medina, these two different ideas. So I'll tell you another one of the vart. Okay, where else? One thing I want to tell you is, we'll just try to remember. Okay, we'll leave it with this. But just to recap, these two ideas, Chamar Medina, it's Choymer and Din, with Mamtik the Din, it's the perfect expression to describe creation. Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. Shehakol Nia Bidvaro. Ideal thing to say. What? Basam Amorim, that's 10 utterances, expressions. It's the ideal thing to use for the bracha of Kiddush. Is there one other thing I wanted to say? I remember, so we'll leave it with this. Have a wonderful day. Amir Tashem, tomorrow we'll pick up.